Om Shanti. 10th July 2019, Wednesday. Slogan. In order to receive the key to all the treasures, be experienced in God's love. Experience of God's love is the key to all the treasures. And how to get the experience of God's love? How do we know that our experience of God's love is deepening? Our God's love is increasing. For example, A loves B. So what do they do? When A is in love with B, what they do? They meet each other more and more. They talk with each other more and more. They share with each other more and more. They take every opportunity to be in touch with each other. They rely on each other. They share with each other. They see each other. They touch each other. What else? They listen to each other. They understand each other. What else? They care for each other. They pay attention to each other's internal desires, untold desires. What else? They spend time together more and more. They love to be with each other more and more. What else? They give each other some gifts. They keep on sharing gifts. What else? When two persons are in love with each other, what they do? What they do? They don't want anybody to come in between. They are devoted to each other. Rather, they are show a sense of surrender towards each other. Their bond is very strong. And they would not allow a third person to come, even if there is a dispute. The first rule in married life is to sit together and to solve it. And the second rule of married life is not to take the matter to the third person. Try to settle it amongst yourselves. These are the two rules. What else? When two persons are in love with each other, they express their love by words, through cards, writings, by messages, by gifts. So, expression of love. What else? They do not trust anyone. They trust only each other. So their bond is very strong. Their relationship is very, very powerful. What else? They will not believe hearsays, rumors. If A hears something about B through a third person, A may not believe in B, that person. What else? They will try to implement the untold, the unexpressed desires. They will try to fulfill what the other person wants. What else? Two persons are madly in love with each other. What they will do? They will love to work together. They will love to be in each other's company all the time. They will walk together, they will move together and try to be together all the time. What else? They will not worry about what the world says. They don't bother. They are totally careless about the world. They have no business with the world. Don't care attitude towards the worldly things. So they don't worry about worldly comments or worldly things. What else? They will try to meet each other. They will try to meet each other. There was I think some story or some movie, where an old man and his wife, they realized that they never fell in love, they just got married and they began the married life. So they never were lovers, so they decide, let us become lovers once more. So in the old age, they try to meet each other. They try to hide, though nobody is allowing them, stopping them from meeting, but they want to enact that play which they missed in their lives. So what they do, they try to meet each other secretly. They write letters and they will hide the letters from each other so that nobody should see, and so on. So they write secret love letters to each other. So this is what people do when they are in love. A soul has fallen in love with God. Now what the soul will do? When we are in head over heels in love with God, we will try to do what? So what is the way to increase love for Baba? First, try to meet him more. Try to meet him more and more. So whenever you want to meet Baba, sit and do yoga. So meet him more and more. Then see him more and more. Because lovers want to see each other's face all the time. They can sit together whole day, sitting in front of each other and seeing each other. Because they love each other's faces. So when you are in love with God, when you are in love with Baba, you try to meet him more and more. You try to see him more and more. Fourth, third, you try to share with him more and more. You try to talk with him more and more. Because you cannot remain aloof from the person you love. You try to make some or other contact with that person. Even if the lovers are separated, they will try every method to meet each other, to contact each other. They will not leave a single stone unturned to contact. So when we are in love with Baba, so to love Baba means to share with him more and more, to talk with him more and more. To love Baba means to understand him more and more. Try to understand him. And what is the way to understand God? The way to understand God is through what he had said. Murli is the doorway. Murli is the gate. Murli is the method through which you understand what God is. If you want to understand any person, try to understand the books written by him. If you understand any person, try to stay with him. If I want to understand the Prime Minister of India, how will I understand? I will have to read about him. But that is not enough. I will have to contact those people who stay with him. But even that is not enough. What is the best method to know the person? To stay with him. To understand, to try to decipher what he said, to try to enter into his inner cabin, inner chamber of the heart. Then you understand. So when you to love Baba means to understand him more and more. To love Baba means to listen to him more and more. Lovers love to sit with each other and they listen to each other. Sometimes they don't even listen. There is just a pin drop silence. Khamoshi. They don't talk with each other. There is a word, soundless speech. There is wordless talk. There is talkless conversation. Absolute silence. So when you love Baba, you love to listen to him. When you love Baba, you try to invoke him, Avahan, more and more. You try to call him. You love to call him. When you love Baba, you depend on him more and more. You do not count on worldly people, but you rely on God and his help. Because we have seen what happens when we rely on the world and the worldly people. Every time they have hoodwinked us, deceived us. God never deceives. Every time you call him, he comes running as fast as possible. So to love Baba means to depend on Him. To love Baba means to have all relationships with Him, not just one relationship, and to strengthen that bond, and to tighten that bond, and to thicken that bond with every passing day. He is not just my father, teacher and guru, but He is my everything. I was His, I am His, and I will remain His. In Bible there is a statement, we live, we move, and we have our being in Him. We live, we move, and we have our being in Him. We are in Him, we are from Him, we are for Him, we are through Him. There's one more statement in Bible. Neither death nor life, nor height, nor depth, nor angels, nor principalities, nor any creature present or creature to come, nor nakedness, nor poverty, nor anything that is there in the world shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Such infinite, such boundless, such endless, such wordless love for God. So to love Baba means to have all relationships with Him. To increase love for Baba means to increase all relationships with Him. Don't remain satisfied only with 3 wants or 8 relationships or 1 relationships. Have all the relationships with Him. Sometimes He is bodyguard, sometimes He is physician, surgeon. Sometimes He is the maid, sometimes He is the nurse, sometimes He is the magician, sometimes He is the watchman, anything. Whatever professions that exist in the world, God is everything. So have all relationships with Him. So to love Baba means to increase love for God, means to increase all relationships with Him. Then the love will increase. To love Baba means to love His house. To love His house means to love Madhuban. Jesus Christ enters synagogue. Synagogue is a temple, is a place for Jewish worship. And there He sees that people are doing what? Somebody is playing gambling. They are selling births. They are coin exchangers, and He shouts that you have turned the house of my God into the den of thieves. And He overthrows all the tables and He takes a cudgel and starts whipping people and drive them away from that house. And there He makes one dramatic statement, which is the most powerful statement of Bible. He says, the love for this house of God, the love for this house of God burns in me like a fire. How do I love God's house? It burns in me like a fire. So this love for Baba's house should burn in us like fire. So love for Madhuban. So when 2 people love each other, what else they do? They give gifts to each other. What is the best gift that we can give to Baba? Which is the best gift that Baba wants from us? Remembrance. What else? Love. What else? Huh? To follow Srimad. What else? Gift. Gift is something like this. Somebody has gifted me this mobile. So what else Baba wants from us? Okay. But how? We are impure beings. Baba wants the gift of angelic stage. That is the best gift that we can give to Him. He is not happy with any other gifts. Become an angel and gift yourself to Baba. That angelic stage, that angelic body, that angelic mind, that beautiful mind, Baba wants. In many of the Murlis, during Shivratris, Baba said, I give you this gift, now you give me this gift. In today's Murli, Baba said, this is wholesale business. This is not retail business. Wholesale business is Manmanabha. So he's a businessman. He's a very shrewd businessman. So when you love Baba, what you will try to do? You will gift him something. When you love Baba, you will write love letters to him. How many letters? Unlimited letters. And with what you will write the letters? What with what? This pen should be dipped in what? Which ink? In the ink of the heart. Dip the pen in the ink of the heart and then write the letter. There was Saint Bernard. He had written many letters to God, and his letters are filled with passion. And he writes, how intensely I love you, how intensely I desire you, how intensely I long for you, how I am suffering without you. Oh Lord, please come. All the letters, all the poems written by Meera, they show intense passion. They show intense love. She is unhappy without him, as if he is a person whom she is missing so much, and he's not there, and he's not coming, and she says she feels jealous because he is loving somebody else. She mentions that human touch in all her poems, in all her songs. The intense love of God is there. So when you love God, you write letter to him. When you love God, you sing songs. You sing songs for him. When you love God, you go out partying with him. Where you will go for picnic with God, Arvind Bhai? Which place you will go? To the subtle world, to the golden age. You can take him to golden age, in the confluence age, even though he is not going to come there, but it is possible to take him here. Because he says that here, I will do whatever you tell me. So go with him. Then, what else? Praise him. Sing his glory. 13th or 14th, whatever. Sing his glory, sing his praise. In English, it is known as eulogy. In English, praise of God is known as eulogy. Eulogize the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then, remember whatever you have got from him, upakar. What you have achieved from him, try to remember his upakar, whatever he has given you, try to remember all those things, and the love for God will increase. Try to remember the treasures he has given you, try to remember the attainments that you have got from him, try to remember the elevated fortune that we have got from him. So when you remember him, when you praise him, when you sing his glory, that time the love of God will increase. People say, how to love Baba? We don't understand. There are so many things to do. At one place, Baba said in one of the Avyakta Murli, use me. What he said? Use me. But you don't use only. I am waiting that you will come to me, but you don't come. Why you don't come? I am standing here with 1,000 arms. You go to the persons with 2 arms. Why? Tell me. What else? How to increase love for Baba? Sacrifice. To give up one's life for the beloved is the ultimate sacrifice. Kurbani. To lay down one's life for the beloved is the proof of love. What else? To love Baba means to love 10 things. To love Baba means to love his Murli. To love his Murli. What he says in his Murli. What is the essence of today's Murli? What he is saying in slogan, what he is saying in blessing, what are the important points of Murli? To read Murli, to revise Murli, to churn Murli, to discuss Murli, to understand Murli, to go into the depth of Murli, to sing, to glorify Murli, to write. So many things. So love Baba means to love his Murli. And if somebody says that I love Baba, but this Murli is very uninteresting and extremely boring, because there is a repetition, same thing going on, so probably he has not understood it. So to love Baba means to love his Murli. To love Baba means to love the yoga which is taught by him. The Raj Yoga, Raj Vidya, Raj Guyam. This is not an ordinary yoga. This is a Raj Vidya. This is Vidya. This is an education. This is a yoga. This is a teaching. Raj Vidya, Raj Guhyam. This is the deepest, the most clandestine, the most secret of all the yoga. To love Baba is to love his yoga, to do experiments in yoga. To love Baba means to love his seva. Whatever seva he has given us to do. Surrender one's life for his seva is to love him. To give up one's comforts and conveniences for his seva. To throw away all the laziness and carelessness for his service. To sacrifice sleep for his service is to love Baba. To sacrifice one's personal time of rest is to love Baba. So to love Baba means to love his service. Then to love Baba means to love his Srimat. What is Srimat? To unpacking of Srimat. So, to love Baba means to love his Srimat. To love Baba means to love Madhuban. To love Baba means to love his centers. To love Baba means to love the instrumental souls. Means all the teachers. Because God respects them. He has kept them there. They are the arms of God. To love Baba means to love his family, the divine family, Prabhu Parivar. This divine family, because each soul of this divine family has been chosen, has been picked up by he himself. Because he has seen some speciality, something which was not there. Each soul of this yagya, each soul of this family is unique, irreplaceable. How is the soul? Irreplaceable. Nobody can replace anybody here. Each one is so unique. So, to love Baba means to love his family. To love Baba means to love his yagya. Yagya is formless, nirakar. While Madhuban has got a geographical definition. Yagya is ungeographical. It's nirakar, it's everywhere. So to love Baba means to love his yagya. To love Baba means to love purity. To have blazing love for purity. To have burning love for purity. Because he has come to establish purity. The souls have become tamopradhan. The souls have become impure, contaminated, adulterated. He has come to make us stainless, spotless. To take us back to that immaculate stage. To take us back to that impeccable stage of purity. So to love Baba is to love purity. And last, to love Baba means to love his home. And his capital, his kingdom which he is establishing. So, establishing the kingdom which he is establishing, to love golden age and to love his home, to love the Paramdham. Madhuban already told. So Madhuban is already his home. So Baba says, this is your temporary address, this is your permanent address. So love Paramdham. Yadgatve na nivartante taddhamam paramam mama. I am the resident of that Paramdham. I am the resident of that soul world. I stay there. This is your home. So love it passionately. One should have homesickness. Why? I am away from home. When I will go back to my home? Spiritual nostalgia. So today's slogan. What about touching? When people love each other, they touch each other. They hold each other's hand and move. So touch his hand. He is handless. But yes, you can touch him. Go to Paramdham, touch him and come back. This is a soul that will touch, feel the powers and come back. This is a yoga experiment. This is one touching. Second touching is his hand is, his Srimat is his hand. So follow Srimat is to walk hand in hand with him. Baba said in about 1 month back in one of the Murlis while talking with teachers. Baba comes and makes a handshake with teachers. So he comes and does handshake with teachers. So today's slogan. In order to receive the key to all treasures, this love of God is the key to all the treasures. When there is a love in the heart for God, everything will come on its own. Because His love is the supreme. His love is the divine. His love is the highest. All other loves of this world in front of this love are vain, superficial, useless, artificial, worth not a penny. So in order to receive the key to all the treasures, be experienced in God's love. Om Shanti.